During his first visit to the headquarters of UNESCO in Paris 5 years ago, Chinese President Xi Jinping shared his thoughts on civilization, which focuses on diversity, equality, and inclusiveness.
We need a mind that's broader than the sky as we approach different civilizations. Civilizations are like water, moistening everything silently. We should encourage different civilizations to respect each other and live in harmony, so that exchanges and mutual learning between civilizations would become a bridge promoting friendship between people around the world, an engine driving progress of human society, and a bond cementing world peace.
In a speech at the UN headquarters in 2017, the Chinese president noted that exchanges and mutual learning between different civilizations will help address differences and diffuse conflicts.
Different histories, national conditions, ethnic groups, and customs give birth to different civilizations and make the world a colorful one. All human civilizations are equal in terms of value. They all have their respective strengths and shortcomings. There's no perfect civilization in the world, nor is there a civilization that's devoid of any merit. No one civilization can be judged superior to another. Diversity of civilizations should not be a source of global conflict. Rather, they should be an engine driving the advance of human civilizations.
President Xi Jinping's advocacy of civilization diversity appeared to resonate with the then head of UNESCO, Irina Bokova.
I was very proud to welcome President Xi Jinping 5 years ago when he outlined his vision for China and for the future, the Chinese dream with the Belt and Road Initiative, but also showing a lot of support for the world and mentioning how this dialogue among civilizations, the Silk Road, I think it's a powerful message nowadays in the world that is globalized, connected, and we once again see this way of living together, of moving together, interacting together.
Asia accounts for 30% of the world's total land area and around 60% of its population. It is the central hub of some of the world's oldest civilizations, including China, India, and Mesopotamia, today's modern Iraq. Last year, the continent contributed to over one-third of the world's GDP. Xu Ling is one of the organizers of the Conference on Dialogue of Asian Civilizations.
We hope by hosting such an event to further promote the achievements of human civilization that created by people from all around the world. We hope to help people from different cultures and civilizations to exchange and learn from each other, thus giving impetus to the advance of human civilizations and building of the community of a shared future.
The event will bring together young people, academics, and government officials from nearly 50 countries across Asia and other continents. Experts are expected to discuss issues of regional and global significance, while young artists, movie lovers, and foodies can enjoy themselves in the Asian cultural carnival on the sidelines of the conference. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.